Say maybe about 10 feet across and 10 feet deep. What would you call a place like that?
Ditch.
Okay. Any other words you've heard? All right. Would you ever hear a little gully around here?
Yeah, gully's less than a ditch. Gully's a little bitty thing.
Mm-hmm. You ever hear the word ravine?
Mm-hmm.
What would that be?
That would be a deep, deep, deep.
Be bigger than a gully?
Yeah.
Okay. What about, talk about elevation and land. If you're going up just a slight rise in land, you say you're going up a little what?
Hill.
Hill. Sure, okay. Now around here, do these mountains have names?
Mm-hmm.
What are they?
This one's Sand Mountain, this is Cumberland Mountain. This is part of the Cumberland chain over here. This is Sand Mountain.
Yes, ma'am. All right. Now, talking about the mountains, the rocky side of a mountain that drops off very sharp, you'd call that a what?
Cliff.
And the floor, you say it has several.
Cliffs.
Okay. Now, do you have a name for a low place in the mountains where a road might go across? Okay, let me get it this way. It's really just a pronunciation. On these old Western movies, every time a gunfighter shot somebody, he'd carve one of these in the handle of his gun. He'd carve a what? He'd just take a plug out of it. You'd say he carved a what?
I don't know.
Okay, it begins with the letter N. All right, how would you say N-O-T-C-H?
Oh, notch.
Did you ever use that word to mean a low place in the mountains?
Mm-mm.
All right, what about pass or gap?
Yes, gap and
gap
pass.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, a place where boats would stop and unload their freight, do you call that a...
Harbor.
All right. And a place maybe in the mountains where water spills a long distance.
Falls.
Okay. Right, around here in Jackson County, talking about the road system and what they're made of, what would you say most of the roads around here made from?
They're asphalt. Our dirt. We've got a lot of gravel.
Mm-hmm. And that black sticky stuff.
Asphalt. Tar.
Tar, sure. Okay. Now, around here, if you're driving along out in the county and you come to a little road that goes off the main road,
mm-hmm.
what would you call that?
Path.
Okay. Would a path be paved?
No.
Right. What about a little road that's still paved, though?
Well, that would just be called a road.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Have you ever heard of farm road or side road?
Yes.
Or?
Mm-hmm.
Which one of those?
Well, usually the farm roads are paved and the side roads aren't.
Mm-hmm. I see. Okay. Now, you would call a road that leads from the highway up to a man's house, that would be his...
Driveway.
Sure. Now, what about a place on a farm where cattle walk all the time and they're beaten out?
Path.
Sure. Okay. Now, in town, the place where people walk alongside the street, that would be a...
Sidewalk.
Around here, do you have a strip of grass? Do you ever see a strip of grass growing between the sidewalk and the street?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a name for it?
It's the medium, I reckon.
Okay. I've always called that the tree lawn. Have you ever heard that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, this expression, say if a dog scared, jumped out from behind a bush and scared a little boy, he might try to protect himself by reaching down and picking up a
rock.
And you'd say he did what?
Threw it.
Any other words besides you might use or you might hear besides through it?
Throw.
Well, okay. You ever hear chunk?
Mm-hmm.
You chunk the rock at the dog?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, talk about something a little different. This hot beverage that a lot of people like to drink for breakfast.
Coffee.
Sure. How do you like to yours?
I don't like it.
Yeah, we don't like it at all.
I drink a cup every once in a while with sugar and cream. Is that what you mean?
Sure. Okay. How would you order it if you didn't want any?
Straight.